Getting hurt when you're home alone is bad enough, even when you're not already wallowing in a puddle of loneliness on Christmas. That year, I had managed to break a jar that sent glass flying across the kitchen and slicing open my pinky. After my finger had been sewn up at the ER, I was sent home with a large, wadded gauze sock thingy tied to my wrist with a humiliating mental patient-style bow. Back in my car again, I cried. I wasn't ready to face the mess at home, but I had no place else to go, until I saw the lights on at Grace Cathedral. I felt a sudden calling to walk the labyrinth. A parking space materialized, one of the unsung urban miracles, and I crossed the street and climbed the cathedral steps. The Grace Labyrinth is patterned after the one at Chartres, inlaid in terrazzo stone just outside the cathedral's main doors at the corner of California and Taylor. A single path winds you through 34 turns to the center, where two tall devotional candles were burning. I stepped into the path and let the pattern carry me, holding my giant, glowing, gauze-wrapped hand as I moved through each turn, revisiting but not retracing where I'd been, with each step stitching myself back to the earth. When I reached the center, I looked up at the full moon rising between the Transamerica Pyramid and the spire of the Mark Hopkins Hotel, the bare trees around Huntington Park lit with a colorful quilt of holiday lights, and a single, immodestly quaint cable car chugging up California Street. It was like a vast secret buffet of gifts, just for me. I wondered if I would have noticed any of it if I hadn't been alone. I stood in the rosette at the labyrinth center and drank in the scene through every pore, trying to memorize each breath of cold air and every scent of spicy wood smoke. Then I followed the path out again silently, my footsteps like the wing beats of a honeybee, shaking loose sorrow. With a perspective, I'm Elizabeth Statmore.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.